I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Ladies' Corner, which is Muslim Lady. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. And here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Before everything, I wish wherever you are, you're doing well and life is treating you well. So, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming here and for being a part of Muslim Lady, as in today's episode. Just for those who have joined us and they do not know you, probably, give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Okay, I'm Zainab from Indian and Muslim Lady Kashmir, and I'm a graduate in science, and then I did my postgraduate in linguistics, and then Hausa for more than a decade. And on the sidelines, I have also been writing a couple of articles, books, mostly based on the Muslim lady.
Wow, that's very great. We wish you luck, and it's a very good news that you're here to share your insights with us. Previously on Muslim Lady, we've been discussing the skills of healthy relationships, how to communicate in the best way possible. And then Sister Zainab gave us a host of details of how to watch out our words. The choice of word is very important. The way we treat each other has to be respectful. Otherwise, little by little, all the curtains will fall down and then the relationships is going to meet some crisis. And then aside from that, the mutual respect that we have for one another is very important. Still, I think there are some more of details to be exposed.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So I would begin with one of the hadiths, beautiful hadiths from Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. He said the first thing that would be placed on the scale of the servant on the day of judgment is his good behavior. Mm-hmm. There's nothing heavier on the scale than good behavior. There's nothing more beautiful on the scale than good behavior. There's nothing is placed on the scale of a person on the day of judgment that is better than good behavior. You know, husn-e khulq, what we call us. And all these things come under the same thing. So good behavior is something that's quite praiseworthy and a beautiful quality that mm-hmm. Islam has greatly recommended. So far we have come to know that good behavior does not merely mean to smile and to have a wide open face, but although it includes a lot of behavior, same the art of healthy communication, it includes...
And by the way, I have to mention just for the record that good behavior does not mean to swallow your pride all the time, to swallow the words you want to say.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that way.
Yes, it may mean... tolerance sometimes, but also, you know, expressing things in a very beautiful, cheerful way. So, but in a good way, as Prophet again, he says in one of the hadiths that best of you is the one who is best to their wives. Yeah. And he says, indeed, one of them is me. So,
because he is the symbol of kindness.
Indeed, and Quran says that clearly. So another point, after we were discussing previously, use beautiful phrases, use beautiful words. So I would say another skill that is required in healthy communication is to state your requests clearly. That, hey, I think women mostly, they are waiting for a man to understand on his own. They are at mistake here. But like, because they assume that the spouse should understand all their needs and desires without being expressed. No. And you cannot count, you cannot measure love on that, because this is a mistake and no one has a skill of mind reading.
Inspiration. Yeah. Being inspired by the things you have in your mind.
Exactly. So whenever you have a request or you're upset with something...
Be so clear about it.
Exactly. You have something on your mind, please be clear about it. We should express it very clearly and...
In a good manner.
Indeed. And but exactly... Exactly, in a good manner. I was about to add that with utmost respect, mm-hmm. affection, and honesty.
Yeah.
So be clear. Next point is, it's not bad if you start, in fact, your conversation with dua, like with, for example, whenever we want to converse at home, we, you know, children come and they say, did somebody come? Why did you say salam to each other? Like, or who says salam to each other? So it's like, you know, every time one is coming from another room or entering this room, they say salam to each other. That's become a kind of habit now. So yeah, these salams, these greetings, in fact, duas, informal, you know, in formal speech, we start our speech with usually the dua in Quran, you know, Rabbi Shrahli Sadri. So, you know, it expand the dua of, you know, expand the heart of others or give them this, yeah. You know, capability
to understand.
The ground would
be clarified for exactly. Both sides. Like yeah. For you, for your tongue to use the best words and yeah. For the other one to understand. God would give them the clarity to understand.
Indeed.
What you want.
And we have these in like Bidat Surah Hud, Bidat Surah Hish, Bidat Surah Dhariyat. We have these some of the verses that it is understood that the beginning of the speech with the greetings, it removes fear, it removes anxiety from the listener's heart and places them in a very favorable and mm-hmm. appropriate environment yeah. so that they do not react negatively to yeah. what you're about to say. So, yeah. Then next thing I would say is that no matter how much conflicts or disagreements you have, I would say you should have one of the rules to learn this sort of healthy communication is that shouting is forbidden.
Totally.
Yeah, do not shout.
I think nobody is a fan of shouting.
Yeah.
Even Muslim ladies do not like to be talked to in a loud voice.
Yeah.
Not in shouting, in a loud voice,
in a
louder voice.
Yeah.
This tone matters a lot.
Indeed. It has never brought good results.
Exactly.
So it intensifies the chaotic and, you know, disordered situation even
more. And it's
more.
Disrespectful.
Indeed. And if you find yourself in a situation where you cannot control, because there are a person only shouts when he's unable to control,
yeah.
right? So if you find yourself in such situation, you should not yell or shout. Rather, like, you need to tell yourself, I need to stop and I need a timeout here.
I need to take a sip of water.
Yeah, like
cold
move
one.
Away, move away from
yeah,
that environment and take a pause for a moment. And also, according to research, you know, it has been said that once a sign that a spouse is lying to you is that they resort to shouting. So
oh.
You should not put yourself in mm-hmm. a situation that you make others believe, you know, unnecessarily you're shouting. It makes them think that you are a liar.
Yeah.
Or
you see, there
person.
Is an experience I would share. On a personal experience, I would say this, that sometimes whenever I go back to check my diaries and then I just jot down sometimes the feelings that I have about some people.
Yeah.
Then when
all literary people do that.
When after a year, I go back to see what I wrote, I keep asking myself, why you wrote all these things? This is so childish. You shouldn't have thought that way. I think the same thing happens.
In fact, one of the ways the psychologists say
mm-hmm.
is to jot down.
Yeah.
Because you pour it out on the paper
instead of pouring it out on other
person,
people.
Yeah. That's in fact one of the good ways to pour it out.
And the other thing I just wanted to say is that when you are very tempered and when you are so in a bad manner and you feel like things are getting so devastating, change your position. It really works. It's the same thing as when you go back to your diary and you see, oh, why did I think that way? This was very thinking inside the box.
And you're so grown up after a year that you laugh at those things.
Exactly, yeah. So the same thing, I guess, happens if you just... Because in all of our relationships, like even with the interactions that we have with our friends,
mm-hmm.
sometimes when I just give up in a sense, not that I don't have words to say mm-hmm. no, I prefer to stay respectful and
silent.
Change the position.
Yeah.
When I go, I never feel regretful because if
Indeed.
I said some words... Yes, probably
definitely there was a regret.
Yeah, probably they would have been some words that I really didn't mean them at the
exactly.
moment. But they were the things that best fit my
that
condition.
That would only be remembered.
Yeah, but that's bad because it would create a scratch upon the other person's heart.
Indeed. So we have to be very careful.
Yeah. So change your position. When you're so mad at someone, trust me, change your position. That would work always.
But as it is said that, you know, because shouting, all that yelling comes with anger. As it said that to control anger, we have a lot of Islamic ways. Perform wudu. It said that it's from the fire. Just let it cool down or change your position as we have been mentioning. Yeah, or say salam to the person again, greetings. Yeah.
And don't open that door unless you have enough of patience.
Indeed. So, yeah, shouting is forbidden. Another thing I want to make clear is that do not whisper. What I mean here is that just as shouting and speaking loudly are described as ugly, abnormal, and far from the etiquettes of speaking.
Oh, no, Muslim ladies would never do that.
Yeah, so speaking in whispers and murmurs that are barely heard is also incorrect.
Yeah.
And is reprehensible. So,
Nagging in a way that is not heard.
Exactly. So speech must be delivered in such a way that a listener easily hears all the content and does not suffer in trying to, you know, comprehend things.
To figure out what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. What was it? So as shouting is
because the guessing game is even more poisonous than hearing your words.
Yeah.
Probably they would have many alternatives that are not good.
Yeah.
So just say it.
So, another thing in communication that is a fault by many people, they think that, okay, now just we're married, we can say anything. We can say all the truth. We can say all the things that have, you know, that we're there. Mm-hmm. So, again, in Hikmah number 382 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali Alayhi Salam says that do not say what you do not know, number one. Rather, do not say even all that you know. So these are two things. A person should not only refrain from speaking about all matters of which they have no knowledge.
Yeah.
And they should also leave many of their own knowledge and certainties unsaid.
Yeah.
In Farsi, they say, Har rosti guftani nist.
Yeah.
Not every truth is meant to be said. Yes, we know lying is a flaw. We know lying is a sin. But there is no need for a person to utter all the truths and facts.
Mm-hmm.
As the famous saying goes here, all the truth should, only the truth should be said, but not every truth is fit to be said.
Skip the redundancies.
Exactly. So, like, sometimes there's no need. And then you just keep on coming.
And I have seen people whom, out of the mere objective of breaking the ice, they would say stuff that would entangle them.
Yeah. So, you know,
you don't have to do that.
Exactly. And also timing is very important. When you're speaking those truths, even if you just want to just, you know, utter them all, but there's also a timing. Yeah. I give you an example sometimes. I just still laugh on this sometimes. The moment I got married, then we were living in a joint family.
Yeah.
And then whenever my husband would go out for his, you know, university studying and other stuff, his family would come to me and they would tell me always like, you know, we had many other proposals. We had this girl, we had that girl, we had this option, we had A, B, C, D. Yes, A, B, C, D's are obviously always there because he was young. He was in the age of marriage. I know these must have come, but there's no need to tell.
Exactly.
And especially the timing, like,
What's the use of saying these words?
Yes, especially
if it's not just breaking the heart of the other
especially
person.
Especially the one who has just entered your family, who's just trying to adjust, you know, with all of you. There's no need to tell these things. But it's like, you know, kind of, no, we are just speaking the truth. No, we don't need you.
Utter redundance.
Exactly. And sometimes the person listening does not have the capability to handle all of them, right?
Most of the time, let me say mostly. The person who's listening does not have the capacity to tolerate what you're saying.
Exactly. So, and it's not always necessary to be coming up with the old past stuff and putting, because usually in a marital relationship, people think that if I say all the stuff, that's when I'm honest. No.
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 Not at all.
Exactly. No, that's a misconception.
You should show some maturity.
Yes. So,
not everything has to be said.
Exactly. Not all truth is fit to say.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not the right time. And sometimes there is no need for that to be revealed.
There's no need. Most of the times there's no need.
Yeah. It's redundant. Like, what's the use of this? What's the objective?
You know, that's why in Islam we have been told that think before you speak.
Yeah.
Think and of the consequences.
And sometimes give it a double thinking, sometimes
yes.
triple thinking.
What will be the consequence? What will be the final result? What will be the outcome of this thing if I just say this?
Very true.
So last thing I would say here, but it's not the least, and it's these are not the only things I won't say.
Yeah, and you better put it in a very just manner.
Yeah. I would say apologizing. You know, we when we commit a mistake, it's better that we accept our mistakes.
Pride comes and we don't have time to open that door.
Yes. It's a sign that we have the courage to accept mistakes. It's a sign that we seek to make amends. And most importantly and valuably, that our spouse and the marital relationship holds a very great value and importance
but
for
then,
us.
But then, right at that moment, there comes a thinking in my mind. Right when I'm about to apologize that, okay, if you apologize right now, then after that time on, you have to apologize every now and then. I know that this is going to open an entirely new episode and we don't have time to discuss this, but I totally agree that accepting the mistakes are going to help your relationships.
And it's courageous.
And it's courageous, yes. If the other person can read it perfectly, that would be courageous, not showing sign of weakness. So thank you very much, Sister Zainab, and thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us until another episode of your program, Muslim Lady. Take care of yourself. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.